Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 19th January 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. So we are back with the second set of this program. We are back with another 9 bhajans, which used to be sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan way back in the 60s and 70s. We again have Brother Srinivasulu sharing these bhajans with us so that we can revive and rediscover some of these beautiful golden melodies. We start with a beautiful bhajan adoring our Lord as sweet Sai Rama. Here is the first line.
Jayatu Jayatu Rama, Janani Janaki Rama.
So this is what we will learn now, and like in the first set, most of the bhajans in this set too will be taught to us by Brother Srinivasulu, who had the opportunity to learn these bhajans from Mr. Mohan Rao, who sang these bhajans in the presence of Bhagwan in the yesteryears. So here are the lyrics to get familiar with the words of the bhajan.
Jayatu Jayatu Rama, Janani Janaki Rama, జనన మరణ భయ క్లేశ వినాశక రఘుపతి సీతారామ రామ రామేతి రామ. దిస్ భజన్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ సంగ్ ఇన్ ది స్కేల్ డి షార్ప్ పంచం.
సో ఇట్స్ టైమ్ టు లర్న్ ద ట్యూన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ భజన్. బ్రదర్ శ్రీనివాసులు విల్ నౌ షేర్ విత్ అస్ దిస్ మెలడీ అండ్ అనిరుద్ విల్ ఫాలో హిమ్ after every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh so that you can learn how this bhajan flows.
Jayatu Jayatu Rama, Janani Janaki Rama. 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 జనన మరణ భయ క్లేశ వినాశక 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 రఘుపతి సీతారామ రామ రామేతి రామ రఘుపతి సీతారామ రామ రామేతి రామ రఘుపతి సీతారామ రామ రామేతి రామ రఘుపతి సీతారామ రామ రామేతి రామ. జయతు జయతు రామ జనని జానకి రామ.
So that is the lilting lovely tune of this beautiful melody dedicated to Rama, Sai Rama. Brother Srinivasulu gave us a lovely demonstration, and you had Brother Anirudh following after every line, Hope you also made the effort to sing along with Brother Srinivasulu and Brother Anirudh. Let us now learn a little more about the composition. Brother Anirudh is here to share his insights on the make of this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the raga of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
The first time when I heard this bhajan, I was just lost in the melody. And it was none other than our Srinivasulu sir who sang in the morning bhajans. And let me tell you, this is the best suited bhajan for mornings, because the raga in which it belongs to has typically the dawn flavor. Such a beautiful three-liner bhajans. That itself is a unique aspect, because we have very less three-liner bhajans. So this belongs to one of the bhajan which is having only three lines. So when you see the raga, we'll discuss about two ragas from this whole exercise. So one of them is raga called Reva Gupti, which is a Carnatic classical raga, and the notes are Sa Re Komal Ri, Ga Shuddha Ga, Pa Dha Komal Dha, Sa Sa Da Pa Ga Re Sa. So it has five notes. Sa Re Ga Pa Da Sa, Sa Da Pa Ga Re Sa. And when I sing the notes of this raga, of course I am reminded of the, I can say, Swami's favorite alap bhajan, which Swami asked often from Ashwath brother to render in mandir. Shri Raghavam Dasharathatmajamaprameyam Sitapatim Raghukulanmaya Ratnadeepam Ajanubahum Aravinda Dalaya Daksham Ramam Nishachara Vinashakaram Namami. 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 And then the bhajan flows, Shri Raghunandana Dasharatha Nandana. Coming to this bhajan, Jayato Jayato Rama, which has a small addition of one note in the avarohana, which is nishadam, that is
Sa Ni Da Pa Ga Re Sa.
So the arohana is same.
Sa Re Ga Pa Da Sa, Sa Ni Da Pa Ga Re Sa.
So if you had the Shuddh Ni, that becomes one more raga called Bauli in the Carnatic classical music. Both are Carnatic ragas. In the bhajan, I can tell which line makes it really Bauli, which is different from the Reva Gupti.
Raghupati Sita Rama, Raghupati Sita Rama, Sa 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 Ni Sa Ni Da Pa, Ga Pa Da Pa Ga Pa Da Pa Ga Re Sa.
So that introduction of Ni there in the last line makes it Bauli. So I can say this bhajan is a mix of Revagupti and Bauli, or they are largely based on these two ragas. So I'm glad that we learnt about these two ragas in the process of identifying which raga the bhajan is more or less associated with.
I think the flavor of the bhajan and the vibe of the bhajan is so elevating.
Yeah, it's very meditative.
Very meditative. That you know, I think there are times when you don't want to even think of the technicalities.
Exactly. Yeah, I do agree with you. So it is all the bhavam, which is what impact the music gives to your heart and what feelings it creates in your heart to connect with God. That's all that matters.
But I think all the same, once we know these structure, the technical structure of the bhajan, it'll help us to learn it as accurately as we can.
Yeah.
So shall we go to every line of this bhajan and understand the swaras?
Yeah, surely. So in the first line, there's a small deviation. The way it is sung, that is Janani Janaki Rama.
Janani Janaki Rama.
So the word Janani ends with a note which is Shudri. So we shall do the first line swara, then we will know exactly which point is that where the Shudri is coming, and so that when we learn this bhajan, we learn with that touch.
Sasari ga pa 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 ga pa da, dasari sasani da pa ga da pa.
Sasari ga pa 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 ga pa da, dasari sasani da pa ga da pa.
Pa ga pa da sa 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 sa, sa ri ga ri sa sa.
Pa ga pa da sa 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 sa, sa ri ga ri sa sa.
Sa 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 ni sa ni da pa ga pa da pa ga pa da pa ga ri sa.
Sa 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 ni sa ni da pa ga pa da pa ga pa da pa ga ri sa.
There are other bhajans too in this raga, isn't it, Anirudh?
Yeah, I can classify some of the bhajans in the same flavor, like
Omkara Priya Sai Rama. Sundara Sundara Vinayaka Shubha Mangala Dayaka Vinayaka.
It's a beautiful Ganesha bhajan in the same morning flavor. And I'm reminded of a very famous composition which Srimati M.S. Subbulakshmi Amma sings.
Sriman Narayana, Sriman Narayana.
It's a beautiful song which goes like that, and we must hear in the voice of M.S. Subbulakshmi Amma. And yet another composition by the same composer, Annamacharya, is
Brahma Mokkate Para.
It's also a beautiful song.
Yes. So shall we discuss about the beat of the bhajan?
Yeah, when you said the beat of the bhajan, something interesting which came up is the same Bauli raga is used both in a meditative way in the Sriman Narayana and more tempo based way in the Brahma Mokkate.
In Brahma Mokkate,
which
yes.
is a 6 beat and more of folk and
yeah.
Add a lot of color
yes.
to the whole composition. The same raga being used in a two different ways.
Because of, I mean, partly the variety is because of the way the beat is.
Exactly. So coming to this bhajan belongs to 8 beat, which is Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. So we shall have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jayato Jayato Rama Janani Janaki Rama
Jayato
जयतु जयतु रामा जननी जानकी रामा
जनन मरण भय क्लेश विनाशक
जनन मरण भय क्लेश विनाशक
रघुपति सीता रामा रामा रामेति रामा
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 जयतु जयतु रामा जननी जानकी रामा।
वंडरफुल, थैंक यू वेरी मच अनिरुद्ध एंड आनंद।
थैंक यू विशु।
सायराम
सायराम
सायराम। So that's about the technicalities of this bhajan, and we now come to the most important aspect of bhava, which we touched upon even as we were discussing the raga and tala. Bhava, the feeling with which we offer this bhajan, is what enables this bhajan to carry us to the feet of the Lord. And you are now going to listen to an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Haridas Eradi. Those of you who have been following this program would have heard reminiscences and insights of Mr. Krishna Das Eradi. The Eradi brothers from Kerala had the opportunity to sing these bhajans in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in the 60s and 70s. Mr. Haridas shared the lessons of bhajan singing, the lessons of life through bhajan singing that he has learnt at the lotus feet of Bhagwan in the previous episode. And today, you're going to listen more from him about what bhajan can do to us. Why is bhajan so important in our spiritual sadhana and how we should pursue this path? So here is an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Haridas Eradi.
I think it's because Swami said that you listen to my discourses, you became more alert,
yes,
to his messages. And whatever we discover on our own, I think that stays, because it's a learning that has happened with our own experience, with our own understanding, with our own inner churning.
Exactly.
Just like any life lesson, somebody might tell us this is what life is all about, but when you go through it, then that stays, and then that really becomes a huge guiding factor.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Bhagwan, Swami says, educare is all about blossoming from within. So that's what Bhagwan was doing with you.
So it is a grace only. It's, yes, a grace. Unless and otherwise Swami would have given the grace, you know, I would not, yes, have understood. That's the thing.
And you mentioned that it is all ultimately his love. And when I think about it, there are so many yogas, Raja Yoga, Hatha Yoga, so many yogas. But I think as far as Bhagwan is concerned, his focus was Prema Yoga.
Exactly.
So, you know, through his love, he communicated so much. And I think your life and every devotee's life is perhaps a saga of this Prema Yoga.
Exactly, yeah.
And bhajans perhaps is a very beautiful medium to experience this Prema Yoga.
That is the thing. Swami once, from Whitefield only, when on during a interview, he was asking us, who is Radha?
Mm-hmm.
Who is Radha? Why Krishna is so prema with Radha? Radha, then he said R-A-D-H-A. Then you take A-D-H-A-R, Aadhar.
Yes.
Then D-H-A-R-A, Dhara. Then A-R-A-D-H, Aradh. R-A-D-H-A, Radha. An embodiment of potential energy, Aadhar. The Brahma, Tattva, who does arad without or with dhara, without any break, that is with dhara, continuous without a break, who does pray the Almighty without a break or rather continuously, he is Radha. You also can become Radha. Then Krishna will like you most. So bhajan will help you to increase that feeling of Radha. That is why when you sing bhajan, you become Radha and Krishna naturally have to love you. That's the thing. Krishna, Swami says Krishna is forced to love you. That's the thing. When you become Radha. So become a Radha. So how to become a Radha? Only through bhajans. Bhajan, 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 bhajan.
Wow. Amazing. In fact, I remember Krishna Das Iradi sir also mentioning how every bhajan is a session of interview with Swami.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
And every bhajan session, as you very rightly mentioned, in those moments of those elevating ecstasy, at least for those moments we become a Radha. I think when everyone joins and you are so immersed in, you forget yourself, as you very beautifully mentioned, solitude in multitude. I think through bhajans, we may not be a Radha 24 hours a day, but at least for those 1 minute or those 2 minutes we become
exactly
Radha.
Exactly, that feeling of Radha, Radha Prem, if it comes, that itself is great.
Yes. And both of you have been singing a lot of Krishna bhajans.
Krishna. Yeah, maybe because we are all Krishna, Swami Abhedanandas, this thing also. He was actually a Radha Prem.
So that somehow, right from childhood, this love for God, this deep love for God was so much there already. And when Bhagwan came, everything went on to a new gear, completely new dimension, isn't
correct,
it?
Correct, correct.
So, as a spiritual person, how has Bhagwan guided you? Because one thing is, yes, once Bhagwan came into your life, your sadhana, bhajans became the ultimate sadhana for your life, isn't it? Swami gave so much emphasis and you were also all the time singing. And bhajans became the mainstay of your connect with Swami. At the same time, all of you have been people who were so interested in the spiritual path. Swami was always a spiritual master for you. So, how has Bhagwan guided you on this spiritual path, on growing in this journey of life?
No, I will say that it is an indirect way of doing, helping by Bhagwan. We may not be able to say, you know, Swami told this, told that, told. Swami have never asked us to do this, don't do that and all. Personally, I am talking. Discourses, he always used to insist on, you have to have this line. And maybe the entire credit goes to our parents who brought us like that. It's a blessing that we are born as the children of our parents, who was always, as I told you, he was a disciple of Swami Sivananda, early 1920s, 1930s and all. And he used to make us grow with that way of. So Swami helped us indirectly, because Swami, without Swami's blessings, nothing can happen. At least that feeling that we have, that faith, that confidence that we have, that we are nothing. If without grace, we are a big zero. At least that realization that have been brought us, that is Swami's, again, compassion. If we start thinking, you know, we are big bhajan singers and we are spiritually highly elevated people, that's all. Our parabolic, this thing comes down. Curves definitely will start coming down. Swami give us a blessing with a feeling that we are nothing without Swami's grace. If at all something is there in us, that is Swami's grace. That is our parents' blessings, our guru's blessings. At least that realization, I think, is the biggest thing that Swami has given us.
Wow. And I think if we can eliminate the ego, then that is what spirituality is all about.
Eliminate ego is something good, but even without getting that ego within,
yes,
is Swami's grace.
Yes.
When it comes, you know, again we have to eliminate. There is no other go. But it's better that not to enter.
Don't
it.
Allow the ego
allow
to
the ego to enter in.
Yes.
A very, very correct knowledge that we are nothing.
Yes. And I think if you have to become the Lord's instrument, if you have to become the flute of Krishna, you have to be empty.
Yes. Yes.
And I think only when you are empty, can the Lord work through you? Can the Lord's music flow through you? And I think that is what has happened in your lives, and that is the reason why, just like the flute is always close to Krishna, I mean, both of you have been always so close to the Lord, and you've been singing all your life in Prashanti Nilayam. How was it for you when Bhagwan left his physical form?
That's a very difficult question. If I say something, you know, even people may not like it. To be very frank, I used to tell my wife, earlier days, when we have some real problem, we used to come running to Puttaparthi to get Swami's grace. Even though we know fully well that Swami is everywhere, still, there is a physical body here, we used to come here. Now I feel that we need not come here. He is there only. I go to my puja room. So I never had a ill feeling, because Swami's energy is still. And I do believe in the energy of that divine self. So only physical body has disappeared from this place. Not everywhere. When I close my eyes, I get Swami. In my puja room, I have Swami. When there is a problem, I need not come running to Puttaparthi. I can straightaway walk into my puja room. So is it not a blessing? Swami shows us that I am not that physical body. So we say Sargarohan. People say Samadhi. I don't believe in that Samadhi. That is for realized souls. Samadhi is there. For Swami is Sargarohana. That is what Bhagavata also, Shri Krishna, Shri Rama, Ramayana, Rama. They are all Sargarohana only.
This has disappeared into the cosmic consciousness.
It is, the physical body is not there. That's all. That's all. But energy never goes off. Energy actually fills up the whole universe. So we get the result. What we were getting in Parthi, now we get anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. So is it not a blessing in disguise? I consider it as a blessing in disguise. To make us understand that I am not the physical body. What Swami used to say very often,
yes,
in his discourses. I am not this physical body. I am the Lord incarnate. That has been experiences now, after Swami Sargarohana. People may not like it, but I believe. That's all I will say.
In fact, Swami once told a Westerner, I have not gone anywhere, I have gone everywhere.
Exactly.
I think it is ultimately every devotee's connect. How strongly you connect. If yours is a broadband, then you get better connection.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Can I also ask you, is it just
only singing and singing, that's what has made you what you are, because you never went to any music school, you never learned music, but it was just this continuous singing that has helped you to keep singing even now.
See, we cannot say that we have not learned music at all. We had one Bhagavatar, we call him Ichha Bhagavatar, Vishwanathan, who was the who have learned music along with GNB, GN Balasubramanian.
Mm-hmm.
That is Bombay Jayashree's grandfather.
Oh, okay.
He is our guru as far as music is concerned. But every father was very particular that we must be in music. So my brother Krishnadas Eradi have learned music and violin, vocal and violin.
Oh, okay.
Younger brother, vocal mainly and harmonium. Then I had a special interest for North Indian classical.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not available in those days, 1940s and 50s in Calicut. So, I opted Mrudangam.
Okay.
So, Bombay Jayashree's uncle, Ganapati, taught us Mrudangam. Of course, Krishnadas, Shivadas, all three of us have learned Mrudangam also. So, my knowledge in music is limited. That's the thing. Definitely. That's very limited. Of course, always there used to come musicians and all, we used to be there. So we used to enjoy music. But as far as bhajan is concerned, my eldest brother, who was very good in music, very good in music, of late stopped singing bhajans. So I asked him, why you are not singing bhajans along with it? See, when I see you people singing, you know, so wherever you sing, you know, there is some mistake somewhere as far as raga is concerned, which I cannot sing like that. But in a bhajan, when you make that mistake only, that bhajan becomes supreme. So that's a beautiful way of singing, which I cannot. So I will never be able to sing along with you, because you sing so nicely. For bhajan, that mistake should be there. So I think that is again a blessing for us, that we did not learn music much in advance, this thing. So that we solely depend on the grace of Swami to sing bhajans.
So your bhajans are more riding only on bhava.
Bhava only, yes.
That's it.
If Swami doesn't send the grace, you know, we are out. So that feeling, that confidence we have. And that Swami is always with us. So that must be the reason that our bhajans are being good.
And when you think about those times in the earlier era, in the 60s or 70s, can you recall one or two moments which you cherish even till this day, singing in front of Bhagwan?
So every time when we come, you know, there is a time for Shirish. There is no specific. Sometimes, so there was one Vijayadashami day. A grade Mridangam artist from Trichy AAR came with his new Mridangam. I think it must be in 60s. So he wanted to play Mridangam in front of Swami on a Vijayadashami day. That was his intention. New Mridangam he brought and kept it at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And people were very strict. When he came back by about 7 o'clock in the morning, he said, you know, you cannot go. Because they didn't know him. Then he said, I know Raja Reddy, Mohan Rao knows me, Eradi brothers know me. Like that. So he was asked to stay in a place. One Major Menon was there. A very strict military man. Whenever Mohan Rao will come, just like that, you know that person? Mohan Rao will say no. He asked us also, you know that person? He said no. So we didn't know what it is. And that person who was there from 2 o'clock in the morning had to go and stand at the last this thing. By that time, the crowd of full hall is Purnachandra Auditorium. Must be 70s. He was made to stand the last line. And he was crying, it seems. We didn't know all those things. Mridangam was there. Swami came, then. I wrote a mridangam.
Whose mridangam is this?
Swami asked. Whose mridangam it is? We don't know. He told me, you play. So I played mridangam on that Vijayadashami day. I was very happy because my instrument was mridangam. I was very happy. And after the bhajan, when we came out, that person, old man, came running and then was trying to touch my leg.
Oh my God. I said,
what is happening? What is this? No. I brought this mridangam, new mridangam to play in front of Swami. They did not allow me to enter in. But Swami made you play that.
Wow.
I am more blessed. So, see, even without our knowledge, I was made an instrument by Swami to give happiness to somebody to whom we do not know even. That is Swami's game.
Wow.
Swami doesn't leave anybody. He has a compassion for him also. So I was only an instrument for that. That's the thing. So Swami makes us instruments in so many. Even the first time that you asked, you know, how you make people happy. Swami have selected us as an instrument for that. It is not in our hand.
Wow. So amazing. I think always anything that Bhagwan does has so many dimensions to it.
We do not know where we stand.
Yes.
Repercussions will be maybe thousands and thousands of kilometers away.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I think for any onlooker, it was a very casual occasion and casual moment. Swami just asked you to play a mridangam, and that's all about it. But he knows how much you are prepared to play mridangam, and how much that occasion needs mridangam, and how much the mridangam needs his grace, and how much that person needs
that
the mridangam.
That is, I am very much this thing.
Yes.
That person's happiness.
Yes.
You cannot just imagine that happiness that he had.
Swami very beautifully says, life is a game, play it. But when we allow our life for him to play, I think then, you know,
I think game is a better game.
It's a better game. It's you can enjoy the game.
Exactly.
When he plays with our life. Because when we become the mridangam and he plays in our life with us, I think that's
That is a time that we become victorious.
We become victorious.
Even without our knowledge.
I think that's so interesting, you know. He left the mridangam, then you became the mridangam.
Yeah.
Bhagwan was playing.
Exactly.
And there was joy. You were happy. That person, the owner of the mridangam, also was happy. The mridangam itself was happy. The occasion also was so joyous. It was a Dasara. Amazing. Beautiful. And mridangam is so... It is Lord Shiva's instrument.
Yes.
Wonderful, sir. Can you recall one or two bhajans of those times you used to sing in that era? Maybe we should conclude on that musical note. Maybe you can sing for us a few lines. Bhajans that Swami used to enjoy in that era.
That Dasara I told you about typhoid and jaundice.
Yes.
That day Raja Reddy was singing. I just cannot forget that. Hey Brahma, hey Vishnu, Dayamaya hey Maheshwara, Satya Sai Parameshwara. Hey Brahma, hey Vishnu, Mahashakti Shiva Sai Shankara, Purna Teja Sai Avatara. हे ब्रह्मा हे विष्णु दयामया हे महेश्वरा सत्य साई परमेश्वरा. This is that bhajan that Raja Reddy was singing on that day.
Oh, on that
which
day.
I can never forget.
Wow.
I never forget in my life. And his bass voice, he was singing, bass voice. Very solid bass voice Raja Reddy was singing that. It was a wonderful experience.
Almost feels like Shiva is there. And you know, when you hear such voices and you see Bhagwan, I mean, there is nothing, that is Kailasha.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no other experience comparable to that. Wonderful. Thank you very much, sir, for taking time off.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Thank you so much. Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So that was an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Haridas Eradi, someone who had the privilege of singing at the lotus feet of Bhagwan right from the 60s through the 70s, 80s, 2000 and even now. Krishnadas Eradi and Haridas Eradi, the brothers from Kerala, offer their music in the Sai Kulwant Hall for 40 years since they came to the lotus feet of Bhagwan. So with this, we move on to the last part of this program. You will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
Jayatu Jayatu Rama Janani Janaki Rama. Jayatu Jayatu Rama Janani Janaki Rama. Jayatu Rama Janani Janaki Rama. Jayatu Jayatu Rama Janani Janaki Rama.
So that brings us to the end of this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. This is the first bhajan in the second batch of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom, where again we want to share 9 bhajans which used to be sung in the 60s and 70s in the Prashanti Nilay Mandir. We have started with the first bhajan. There is more to come, more beautiful melodies, more soulful compositions, more sweet and short but lovely, vibrant tunes. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoy this program. We hope you learn from this program. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to us. Please send in your emails to listener@radiosai.org. We offer this endeavor with humility and gratitude at the lotus feet of our most beautiful beloved Bhagwan.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 19th January 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.